Boker Tov, Erev, Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Emor. So, now, the reason why I'm speaking about this now is because I don't know how many more weeks we'll have to speak about this, because next week is already Lag BaOmer and then Shavuot, so we are almost in Shavuot, and this Shavuot, we're having an experience that we haven't had in a long time, a few years actually, which is a three-day Yom Tov. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's only 2 days, because it's Shabbat, Sunday. Zero. Over here, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. Okay, it's an experience. Now, there are a bunch of things that we have to take into consideration by a three-day Yom Tov, and I'm going to talk about them, just snippet points with a little bit of halachic background to understand. Especially since obviously, is there a need for Eruv Tavshilin before Shabbat? Why? Because Eruv Tavshilin is only from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Because on Shabbat, you can't cook anything.
Explain what that is again. Sorry.
Opa. Eruv Tavshilin, you only make when Yom Tov leads into Shabbat.
I was asking, what is Eruv Tavshilin?
Oh, Eruv Tavshilin. What is it? Eruv Tavshilin is what we did before Shavuot and Pesach. Do you remember? You take a matzah or bread with an egg, and that allows you to, quote-unquote, cook on Yom Tov for Shabbat. Even though, Midina Gemara, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbat, on Yom Tov for Shabbat. So why did the Chachamim allow it? They said if you make an Eruv Tavshilin before Yom Tov, so it's not considered you're cooking on Yom Tov, you're just finishing off what you started before Yom Tov, and that's Mutar, Lichot Shabbat Kodesh. Without Eruv Tavshilin, you wouldn't be able even to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat, because we know that one Yom Tov can't cook for the other Yom Tov. One Yom Tov can't cook for Chol. These are because we don't want to be mizalzen. Chachamim said because doing so would be a disregard for the Kedushat Yom Tov. Chol?
Why dafka egg?
No, it doesn't
have to do with egg.
It doesn't. You can use any cooked food. Lama, why egg? Then you used to have refrigerators. So the cooked food that used to stay the longest preserved would be a hard-boiled egg. If you take a hard-boiled egg and you keep it, it stays a few days even without refrigeration. Other things would go bad. Meat or gondis or yodama, it would go bad. Now, he said, when do you eat gondi? Len Shabbat or Yom Shabbat?
Len Shabbat.
Len Shabbat is Len Shabbat. So, Shabbat Shabbat. Every Aida has their cultural food. Ashkenazim have chicken soup, but Len Shabbat. Chok v'lo yabu. First time I had Ashkenazim in my house, they don't get it. Ashkenazim have a seder.
What's the seder?
What's
the
seder Ashkenazim? You have kiddush, challah,
sin, dupes.
No.
Dupes.
When I was a kid, Ashkenazim.
New thing.
It's really new. When I was a kid, Ashkenazim didn't have this. They had the gefilte fish, soup, chicken and ketzat kugel, dessert, zeu. Sfaradim.
It's all one by one.
Yeah. By Sfaradim, shtabach shemo. Shifak. Nahon? Yeah. You have the salad, dips, salatim, hummus. Ashkenazim, right? They don't know what to do with that. It's, at least when I used to bring friends over, they're like, look, what do you do with the hummus? You know, they don't. Now they understand what to do with the hummus. Avalma, and then where's the soup? They don't understand. They don't have, like, what happened to the soup? What happened to the cooking? We have Dag Marokai, you know, stuff like that. But they don't. It's fun. Every Aida has their own thing. So, but on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbat unless you have Eruv Tavshinin. Now, this year, obviously, the Eruv Tavshinin is not applicable. Lama? It's from Shabbat to Yom Tov. Now, another thing that comes on Shabbat, it's a regular Shabbat. Even though it's leading into Shavuot, you got to treat it like a regular Shabbat. Now, here's the thing. Motzai Shabbat, which is the first night of Shavuot, that's the night that people usually stay up all night to learn. Huh? Some people stay up for both. Like the there's a story brought down by the Shlach Kadosh about Maran Bet Yosef that he stayed up all night, both nights of Shavuot. Mikol Makom, sometimes people, are you allowed to take a nap on Shabbat day so that you have koach? Right, because on any night of Shavuot, people go take a nap, right? So they can stay up all night. But now maybe you're taking a nap on Shabbat, maybe that's a chana for Motzei Shabbat.
Yeah,
it's a gishma kamaisa, no?
Serious sleeping for Shabbat.
Mutar
wasu. No, you have to run your Shabbat. You actually want to sleep for Shabbat.
Because in your mind, what are you thinking?
I'm going to be up tonight.
Oh.
Say something different.
So, Maran Zechon Mecha speaks about this and he says it's mutar. Just like any other Shabbat. Would you take a nap any other Shabbat?
No, okay. Yeah. Not always. I hate sleeping on Shabbat.
Shabbat afternoon. You
don't, I don't sleep
either.
So they can, they're not allowed to do it to the Hachim?
No. Bechol zot ze mutar. Certainly the people who do, but even the people who don't, it's mutar. Why? As long as you don't say befirush. My kavana is to have koach for Motzei Shabbat to stay out.
So then that should be for everything else, Lachin, for sure. I should be able to clean up Sudash Lishiva. I just don't say it with my words.
Now, again, let's put it this way. Depends why you're cleaning up. Hachana on Shabbat for Motzei Shabbat is a su. But let's say, Chazon Abadiah talks about this also, quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Let's say a person's a neat freak. Yeah? And now he cannot bear after Sudash Lishiva to sit in the house. That still has the Seudah Shlishit on the day, gets anxious. There's people like that. The mutar. Why? Because that's not Litzurich Motzai Shabbat. That's Litzurich Achshav. If you can handle it, as Azovitz. If you can handle having the little dishes in the sink until Motzai Shabbat, Matov Manaim. But if you mamash can't handle it, makes you anxious, the mutar. Same thing over here. As long as you're not specifically saying, even if in the back of your mind you're thinking, oh, this nap is going to help me stay up on Motzei Shabbat. Nevertheless, it's mutar, because at the end of the day, you're benefiting. Can I ask you a question? Am I allowed to change out of my Bigdei Shabbat to wear Bigdei Chol on Shabbat? Because I'm planning to go somewhere on Motzei Shabbat, so I want to change out of my Bigdei Shabbat and wear Bigdei Chol, and then keep them on Motzei Shabbat. Is that considered a chana or not?
Yes.
I think so, no. Yes. So, what if you want to wear it on Shabbat? You want to feel comfortable on Shabbat.
Even if it's comfortable.
You never said comfortable. What if we're wearing something more comfortable? It's mom, she's doing it to go out.
You know, but the point is that right now, I'm enjoying it on Shabbat also.
Yeah.
You forget about it. I'm wearing it on Shabbat. There's only hachana in something that I... What's the classic hachana, let's say, from Shabbat to Yom Tov over Yom Tov to Yom Tov? Setting the table on one day for the night. You're not benefiting from it at all. And you're only doing it to save time on Motzei Shabbat. Over here, I'm not doing anything to save time. I'm wearing it on Shabbat. As a mutar. Lechem mutar. Also, by the way, another very interesting halakha that Maran Zechon Lecha brings down in Chazon Vadiyah Shabbat Chelek Bet is that would you be allowed to, let's say on Shabbat, until Shabbat ends and until you want to start cooking for Yom Tov, for the first night of Shavuot, it might be very late. What I want to do is, let's say, obviously to cook is a suit, that's not a question. Let's say a lot of people, they cook before Yom Tov, they cook before Shabbat, and they just freeze it. Right? Platters or tins, whatever, from the freezer, or challahs, and just take it out. Mutar asur. I'm not using it on Shabbat at all. I am just taking it out. Maran Zechon Lecha writes in Chazon Avadiyah, that is such an insignificant action, it's not considered a chana. Mutar. Same thing. If I want to take out challahs or pitas on Shabbat for Seudat Ve'it, Motzei Shabbat, Mutar Asur, Mutar.
So it's insignificant?
Insignificant.
What about
not doing it?
Hachana
has to have a certain level of exertion. You take something out. Not only that, I have a chal. What happens on Shabbat, if I want to take off, I have my plata on a timer to turn on later after Shabbat. I want to take it out of the freezer on Shabbat, put it on the off plata now, on the timer, for it to turn on the timer later, so that it heats up quicker for Motzei Shabbat. Priyom Tov. Agon Yom Yosef writes, that's also for prayer.
Wow. You already prepared before?
No, because what's the difference between, listen carefully, putting it on the counter or putting it on off plata? And off plata is what? It's like a counter. It's the same thing.
Same amount of exertion.
And you can't say it's cooking because it's not cooking right now. It's off.
Wow. So.
All right.
Is it mutar? Sorry.
Good.
Is it mutar to put a stove on? That's something that, I don't know, makes a difference. Something like 60-70% cooked.
No.
And Shabbat's coming in. Could you leave it on the fire? As Shabbat comes in with a timer and they get cooked on Shabbat.
So that's a very, very, you're asking something that we're going to spend the whole summer learning. Aval, mikol makom enegi lecha, lahalacha, as long as it's half cooked. As Shabbat enters, it's mutar. The best, but mutar. And you're talking about without a blood. Now you're talking about Shabbat. I'm not talking about Yom Tov. I'm talking about regular Shabbat. Yeah. Mutar. According to the letter of the Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook.
Yeah.
Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. Now, Rabotai, listen
carefully. Even if it's a liquid, it's okay?
Yom Tov.
Not the same Shabbos.
As long as it's... You're not cooking. You're just leaving it. Nechon? That's what we call Shiyah.
It's still 49% not cooked.
Chodzot. Chodzot. I'm not doing anything to it. I started before... You're not doing any ma'aseh bishul on Shabbat.
So then have a 20% cooked. You're not doing ma'aseh bishul.
That's totally horse of a different color. You got to get my halachot from the morning. In my, you know that my morning halachot? You know my...
send it out.
Once in a while, they send it out. The tefillin halachot. Well,
yeah. Once in a while, they send it out. Not every day.
Or you have to be on the right chant.
Yeah.
So, over there, I spoke about the whole week. I spoke about the Nishi Yav Shabbat.
Five chats with the Rav.
You have a lot of chats. The point is not how many chats you're on. The point is how much Torah you learn and disseminate. That's the emes. Because life is all about one thing. Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, yirat shamayim. It's all in the same package of yourself and how much you must be on to others to do the same. That's life. Like Shlomo HaMelech writes at the end of Kohelet. Sof davar, hakol nishma, et ha'elohim yirah, ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. Nothing else. מה יש בעונה? כלום. That's all it is. שמעת? Money is way to do mitzvot. Houses, cars, mitzvot. Ways to do mitzvot. That's all it is. And if you're pursuing money and cars and all sorts of different zachin in a way that's not conducive to mitzvot, then it's a waste of time. And Hashem's going to bring you to din for it. Money's not bad. Money, houses, property, vacations, not necessarily bad. If it's conducive to Shmirat Torah Mitzvot. If it's not conducive, then Hashem says, why are you wasting your time on nonsense? Understand? Now, that's with regards to preparing. Now, on... They just gave me a thumbs up for no reason. So, anyway, because...
There's a reason.
Oh, now I took it away. If you do this to it,
They upgraded.
It's unbelievable.
Wait, so if it's 20% cooked, you're not doing anything to it.
Even though you're not doing anything, there's a surah d'rabbanan of Shemei Yechate. We're afraid that he's going to stoke the coals because he can get anxious that it's not cooked yet.
But what if you don't have coals?
Oh, you got to come to the summer, and we're going to talk about Zat Hashem. Kol dinei shehiyah
ze davar
gadol
mod. But you don't have coals. It's not safe.
Adonai, tachli kol. What if you cover the fire? I cannot tell you the whole Torah. I can't do it. Mani asif. I don't have the capability to tell you.
Chod Shabbat.
So, Rabotai, back to Shavuot. Another thing. 3 day Yom Tovs. Can you listen? 3 day Yom Tov, Rabotai, also become very, very anxious for certain people. Not only because the 72 hours of the Kedusha, but it becomes anxious because they don't know what to do. That gets, especially during Shavuot, sometimes it gets very hot. People get sweaty. In turn, I'm going to tell you now, lehalacha, in terms of showering on Yom Tov. Now, again, not everybody agrees with me, which is fine. But Baruch Hashem, Hagaon Rishon Letzion, first in his Shuta Rishon Letzion, Chelek Bet Siman Agdalit, and also in his new Yalkut Yosef on Yom Tov, I wrote a tshuva about showering on Yom Tov in America. Now, again, there are different types of heating systems in America, what we'll call tanks and tankless. Tankless is becoming very, very popular.
Like new houses?
Yeah, new houses, new buildings. Becomes very popular. It's much more energy efficient. Doesn't need so much room. Doesn't need a boiler. You have hot water on demand. It never runs out. So tankless is now becoming the way to go. But if you don't have a brand new house and have a tankless, most, I would say on the East Coast, West Coast has a different thing altogether. But in the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, you know, these places, most houses, most apartments have tank water heaters, yani boiler, gas boilers. Yeah. So now gas, oil heat, it doesn't matter. It's the same idea. With regards to Shabbat, La'alacha, we hold, although Maran was a drop more mekel in Chazon Obadiah Shabbat Felek Dalet, we hold that it is, one should not use any, be medayek in my words, and say asur, but one should not use any hot water from a boiler system on Shabbat. Not to wash your hands, not to wash dishes, because it does trigger things in the boiler is machloket, what it triggers the new hot water to get cooked, is that a pasik reshe, is that a grama? So therefore on Shabbat, everybody knows in general, right? The rule of thumb with regards to hot water on Shabbat is we don't use it. And that's true, and that's correct. On Shabbat, we do not use hot water.
On Shabbat, if you don't have a boiler, can you use it?
What if the... Certainly, yes.
Oh, even worse. Oh, it's even worse.
Even worse.
Oh, I thought you said the newer ones are better.
No, worse. Oh, wow. Now, with regards to Yom Tov. No, that both with regards to Shabbat and with regards to Yom Tov, tankless is worse than a boiler. For both. I'm about to pass the tissues, Michael. I apologize. Like one box of tissues for all three buildings.
People say if it's a big apartment building and that you could just shower.
The permission on Shabbat?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to make it clear because there's, I don't know what to call it, moratorium, fake news, whatever you want to call it.
Moratorium.
The fact that people seem to say, soon to use hot water in private houses on Shabbat from the boiler, but mutar in an apartment building, that is sheker b'chazal. It is completely incorrect, and it's a blatant lack of knowledge of the system, of how the boiler systems work in apartment buildings. There's absolutely no difference whatsoever between a private house and an apartment building with regards to using that water on Shabbat. Okay?
I've told lies.
Yeah, you should go back to the people and say, why did you lie to me? It's wrong. Everything you know is a lie. Now he says, like, anyway, the kitzur.
Hold it up. I don't believe it's a lack of knowledge of the system. I think the thinking all because everyone is an apartment building. It's not only heating up for you, it's heating up for everyone.
That's a lack of a knowledge of the system.
Yeah.
That's a complete ignorance of how the boiler system in apartment buildings work.
Is there enough to mean on Yom Tov?
Yes.
Yes.
Not between. Between Shabbat and Yom Tov, yes. With between private houses and apartment buildings, no.
Zero. No, I don't think the point
which
is that
means
the heater is always running, therefore you're not doing anything to contribute to that. The problem with thinking, you're contributing to it, but since everyone is taking part in contributing to it, that is no longer a sin.
But if you knew, if you knew what you were activating, if you knew what you were triggering, in the apartment, as a result of using hot water on Shabbat, the person wouldn't be saying that. If you would actually know the system, I happen to have a friend who's Tamid Chacham and happens to also be a plumber. It's not a stira. And he showed me it works and why it's just wrong to make that assertion. It's just completely wrong. Now, Rabotai, if it's asur on Shabbat, which it is for private houses, it's asur for apartment buildings. On Yom Tov, though, the halakha is vastly, vastly different. Now, I'm not going into all the pratim because I've given the shir before in the past, several times. On Yom Tov, l'da'ati, l'anyu da'ati, and there are those who disagree with me. My good friend, Hagaon Rav Dahan, the author of Mishnah Berurah Amodei Hora'ah, vehemently disagrees with me on my position of showering from boilers on Yom Tov, but that's okay. And, you know, we still love each other very much. I disagree with him. I disagree with his position on that.
What does he say?
He says it's asur on Yom Tov as well. I hold, and for several reasons, I have old tshuva on it. You can refer to that. It is mutar for Sfaradim. This is heter is not for Ashkenazim, but for Sfaradim with a boiler, not with tankless. Tankless is 100% asur for Sfaradim as well, both on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But from a boiler system for a Sfaradi to take even a full body shower on Yom Tov, I believe is mutar, and the Rishon Lezion agreed with me. Now that makes it on the first day of Yom Tov, and Kol Shekin on the second day of Yom Tov would be mutar. Now, there are several reasons for this leniency. It's not a mitzvah necessarily to rely on it, but it's a leniency. Obviously, it becomes an even greater leniency on the second day of Yom Tov, which is only Dirabbanan to begin with, than on the first day of Yom Tov. But the Heter, Me'ikaro, does apply on the first day of Yom Tov as well. Okay, now, therefore, when you have the three-day Yom Tov of Shavuot coming up, you have Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, so Shabbat, obviously, you're not allowed to take a full-body shower. Now, guess what? There is nothing in the world, mark my words, this is Halachan Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Kavav, Seif Aleph. There is no way to permissibly take a full-body hot shower on Shabbat, ever. Did you understand what I said? There is no way to permissibly take a full body hot shower on Shabbat, no matter how or when the water was heated. It's an Isur Chachamim, which means even if you have water that was heated before Shabbat and there's no cold water entering and you're not cooking, you're not triggering anything, there's still a separate Isur on Shabbat of taking the full body shower. That Isur does not necessarily, under some conditions, apply on Yom Tov.
What does hot mean?
Hot?
Yes.
Hot means from lukewarm and above.
What does lukewarm mean?
98.6. Yeah?
So anything other than that, that's fine.
It's still good. It's
on Shabbat.
Yeah. Not, well, I shouldn't say 98.6. The poskim say what's lukewarm is chamimut harok, which is the temperature of saliva. Right? If you spit now and you touch it, what's the temperature?
98.6.
So that's what lukewarm is. Okay? So now, which means it's not necessarily the most geschmack shower, but it's bearable.
Spend on Shabbat, it's fine
now,
if you do that.
Make no mistake. Ledaat manan shulchan aruch, it is perfectly permissible to take a full body cold shower on Shabbat.
Wow.
If you want to take a shower on Shabbat, which happens a lot, let's say during the summer, person is very sweaty, whatever it is, and you want to jump into a fully cold shower,
it's true.
Complete hetir.
What about like drying and stuff?
Huh?
Drying
is a different story. You have to pay it dry, you have to make sure not to rip out nachon. But just the action of the showering itself, a full body cold shower is mitan on Shabbat. The kol sheken be Yom Tov. Nachon, remember, because Yom Tov is one step below Shabbat. Understand? Now. Yes, sir.
Logistical question regarding that. You take a full shower, what did you find hot as 90.6
and
above?
Yeah.
Is that a fine cold
symptom? Yes, but here's the problem. In order to allow a cold shower on Shabbat, especially if you have a mixer, you know what a mixer is? Old showers have two levers, hot, cold, and you manually mix the water. They don't make those anymore. I haven't seen a shower like that in ages. Most of them are one lever, and you push it down. If you do that, you are mixing, you are releasing hot water as well. In order to permit a cold shower and showers like that, you have to take the lever and go all the way to the cold so that it doesn't mix the hot bakhla.
If you just turn it a little, you're good.
And not wait for 1 second by the hot because you don't want to release any. So what do? In general, it depends. Yeah, don't stop at the hot. Yane, turn it immediately to the cold all the way. That's muta. Okay? And then when you close it also, when you turn off the shower, do it quick. Do it fast. Don't stop at the hot. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, so you can do it on the first day of Shavuot, which is Sunday. You can do it on the second day, which is Monday. Either or is mutar according to Sfaradim
la'alacha. Soap also? Or
huh? Now, shampoo and soap. Shampoo should preferably be avoided. Because especially if a person sheds or whatever, and if you vigorously rub your hair, inevitably, it's quite possible that you're going to pluck out hairs. So it's better to leave the hair alone. You're allowed to liquid soap over your body without rubbing too vigorously, which means you take a little liquid soap and you just pat yourself in different areas. Zemutar. Gently, it's mutar to do that. And when you come out of the shower, you pat yourself dry so you don't do svita of the se'ar. You just pat yourself dry with the shower, with the towel. That would be mutar to do. So, shamatim. So, there are other things as we get closer to Shavuot. We'll speak about other halachot that come up, but this is just some things that come up because of the 3-day Yom Tov. I want to stop. I'm not feeling so well. I have a bad cold, so I want to stop and give a dratar in the parsha, and then we'll call it a day. Seven. Shamatim. So, stop. End.